Cabin of Three Jams, right. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, the 90s KC Fall Fest coming through at the Music Hall. And on the phone with us right now, we got Sil getting ready for the big show. How y'all doing, fellas?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing, KC?
All right, for those who know who's on the phone, introduce yourselves. Let them know who we talking to today.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Big G.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Jimmy.
Man.
And we're still. On behalf of Kimzo and Lil G and John, who are not answering their phones right now, we're the ones calling in and holding it down. We got this.
That's okay.
103 jams, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just getting ready for the show. That's all. They just getting ready for tomorrow night. That's all it is.
Oh, they ready, too. They ready. Hey, we so excited about this show. We're excited, man. We've been gearing up for it for a while, and we can't wait to get there tomorrow night, ladies. All the ladies, come out, bring your friends, bring your family, and the homies, bring your ladies out tomorrow as well. It's going to be a good night tomorrow night.
You ain't lying. We got a heavy lineup with Tony Terry, Troop, and Public Announcement performing that night, so we got a good show for all the ladies out there. So, fellas, I got to ask you, what y'all been up to lately? What's been going on with Silk?
Hey, man, we've been celebrating our 25th anniversary all year long this year.
Nice.
25 years in the game is what we're going to celebrate. And on top of that, we're doing a record to celebrate that as well.
The energy, I told you earlier, you know, I'm excited about coming that way because we over here in the cut watching Patrick Mahomes, the big things, and it's like we got to get up there and get a piece of that energy. And, you know, we can't help but pay attention.
Maybe y'all need to see if y'all can bring him up on stage. You really drive the girls crazy that night, huh?
Hey, that'll be cool.
All good.
Yeah, I hope they be backstage. I hope that'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know now. You know, we don't want y'all to mess up. We want him backstage and y'all turn around and lose and be blaming
him. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, Silk's the reason why we losing all these games now. He done messed his leg up trying to party with Silk and everything. Look.
Hey, man, we wish, right? We wish.
No, don't blame the loss on us. We want to try to keep it rolling. Keep it moving.
Hey, we definitely, you know, we Atlanta Falcons fans for sure, but we definitely on Kansas City bandwagon. We jumped on that thing, man, because you guys are hot right now. We always love KC anyway. Boy, them Chiefs is hot.
Maybe there'll be a Chiefs-Falcons Super Bowl coming up here soon in Atlanta this year, huh?
Well, we can't give y'all no 25-point lead. I know that.
Not at all. We learned that lesson real quick, huh? Wow.
We will not be coming back.
That is funny right there. So 25 years in the game is crazy that y'all say that because we were jamming Freak Me the other day, and it took me back to, like, my middle school years. That's how or young or old I am, depending on who you're talking to or whatnot, man. How does it feel to have that kind of legacy in the game?
I was wondering who let you listen to the radio in middle school.
Hey, bro, they was playing at my 7th grade dance, dog. 7th grade dance, they playing Freak Me, and trust me, man, I was trying to learn some moves. Let's just play it like that. I was trying to learn some moves.
That's about like us. Look, we were singing about stuff we didn't understand. I mean, we had just left high school ourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were singing what Keith Sweat told us to sing. We didn't really know what that meant. You know what I'm saying? We had to learn a couple things.
I got this, baby.
Life. Yeah, we had learned a couple things.
And he had that Midas touch, so whatever he said, it was a go, huh?
Yes, sir. He's still doing it, too. He's still doing it.
Wowzers. Do y'all want, like, a documentary or biography on y'all lives with all these documentaries and stuff going on?
Working on documentary right now.
Wow.
Working on all the documentary and bios and all of that stuff. And shouts out to New Edition for dropping in, and they just opened the door for all the groups from our era to have a chance to do the same.
Yeah, and get your due at the same time, right? Because I think I don't think you still get the just due that y'all deserve for some of the hits that y'all put out.
Hey, man, that's keeping us around, though.
Yeah.
Keeping us around.
I was going to say, ain't nothing wrong with being a people's champ.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a people's champ. So we'll take that.
Because if you think about it, when you listen to cats like Jacquees now, that's what I think of. I think of listening to the days when I'm listening to Silk and when I'm listening to, like, the SWV days, them kind of R&B joints. You know, that's what I'm thinking of. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we love some Jacquees out here in Atlanta, too, man. We love some Jacquees. Shout out to Jacquees.
Yeah.
And doing his thing out there. It's for real.
Yeah. Who else do y'all like right now in the game?
Well, Jacquees, her.
Mm. Yeah, her, definitely.
I'm trying to think.
We always say Chris Brown because we just Chris Brown fanatics around here.
Yeah.
We love Chris Brown. I mean, he just the man to me. But
Always.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then just because of the generation we were born in, I mean, it's too easy. Listen, I just got to talk about the Carter Fire that finally dropped.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my God. I got to get it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Let's hurry up with the interview.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
No, but I got to get that. It came out last night at midnight. It was crazy about the record is we so happy that it finally really came out because there's so many times you heard it was about to drop and he didn't come with it.
Yeah.
So now it's just I'm talking to people and they just breathing like, okay, finally. It don't even matter what he's saying right now. It's just the fact that he finally put something out. It's Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
People can't even judge the record right now. Everybody just kind of, it's Lil Wayne. I can't get past the fact that we finally got this Lil Wayne out. So.
And well deserved. We definitely needed that. Just like we need this new Silk music in our life right now. That's exactly what
coming.
We need, too.
Absolutely.
Coming, man. Got that Silk on my Pandora right now, the old Silk, and we got the new Silk coming in the studio top of the year. We got like halfway through the project. We moving.
Who are y'all working
with this weekend?
I was gonna say, who are y'all working with on the new project? Anybody y'all working on, or just solo dolo for the whole group?
We got a couple tricks up our sleeves.
Definitely got surprises for you.
Feel the bag just yet.
Yeah.
Definitely got some surprises for you though.
Don't feel good. It's gonna be with people who like that old school feel of Silk. They're gonna enjoy it, and the new ones that come around. And if you like how that Jacquees feel, we won't be far off.
That's
what's up. Same for me.
That's what's up.
Bedroom music.
Oh yeah, meeting in my bedroom. Oh yeah, I was telling one of my partners, man, because he didn't know about that Tonight album. I said, bro, if you don't want any kids, man, don't listen to that album, bro, because that right there is gonna be a twins on site. Trust me. I was trying to tell me a young K, he like 20, 21, 22. I had to put him up on the game, man. I was like, you want to learn about some Silk? Go listen to that album, man. And holler back at me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to listen to that caution.
Hey,
you got
to
use that.
At the hall tomorrow night, though, I tell you that.
That's right.
At the hall tomorrow night.
Get those tickets right now. We got all the information that you need on our website at kprs.com. It's going out at the music hall. Show starts at 8 p.m. Doors are open at 7 p.m., so make sure you check that out. Hey, fellas, y'all on social media?
Yeah, Silk Fans. Silk, S-I-L-K-F-A-N-S. Everything. IGF.
That's right. And make sure they go get that music before they come see y'all Saturday night. Make sure you get online, download that music, and get familiar again if you ain't have done it in a while.
iHeart, Pandora, Spotify, all the major downloads. Check us out. We're waiting for you. And we'll be seeing you tomorrow in KC. It's going down.
All right, fellas. I appreciate y'all time. Thank you. Enjoy y'all weekend. And can't wait to see what y'all doing on stage tomorrow night. It's going to be a nice one, ladies. Better get there.
Yes,
we'll see you tomorrow night, bro.